This is Christos. Said about it in Greek. Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay. Who among you fears the Lord? That's God the Father. Obeys His servant. His servant. Jesus Christ. The servant. His voice. What He tells us to do. What is our position? Our condition is we have no darkness. We have no light. We're walking in darkness. So that's all we can produce. No light of our own. And so let Him Christ. This is your obedience. Obedience is obedience of faith. Alright. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely, the word rely, if you recall, is another word for faith, on his God. There's several words for faith in the Hebrew. Now verse 11. Okay. That's one group of people. Verse 11 is the other group. Behold. Warning. All you who kindle your own fire. Okay. What is verse 11 talking about? It's talking about all of you who what? Who are going to make your own light. How are you going to do this? I'm going to do something for God. I'm going to do and do, Isaiah 28. I'm going to do and do. I'm going to perform my list, law, whatever it is. I'm going to do this for God. And if I will do that, I will produce my own light. I'm in darkness, but I can produce my own light. God's going to see my light, and my thinking is He's going to save me because I can do those things. So that's what Satan and the three friends kept telling Job over here. You have no light. You're in darkness. You're unclean, you're unrighteous, impure, unclean, so Job, you have to work real hard to get it. So, this person says, okay, I can do that. And that's what the flow of the Bible is about. I can do that. I can make my own light, okay? I'm not going to just trust. I'm going to kindle my own light. Who encircle yourselves with firebrands. What does that mean? Remember? It means that you completely encircle yourself with your own light. You don't need God. You've got your own light, and God is going to see your light, and He's going to say, ah, that's what I'm looking at for. Where does this start? This starts right at the very beginning with Cain. People, please remember, Cain wasn't this horrible sinner that some preachers like to make him.